Hello, Madison! How's everyone doing tonight? Alright, well, my name is Ty, and I'm a junior here at UW-Madison. And, just to level with you guys, I delayed my English midterm early to get here on time, but, believe me, it is so worth it to be able to be here with all of you to help welcome the Vice President of the United States to Madison. And I'm here today because our future is at stake. In less than a week, every single person in this room will help chart a new way forward by electing Kamala Harris. I just grew up in Tomah, Wisconsin. It's a rural community. It's a rural community where folks don't necessarily always agree on things when it comes to politics. But what we do agree on is that we need a leader in the White House who will fight for us and who will share our values. And Donald Trump does not care about students like me and students like many of you. He is responsible for making it so that our sisters, friends, and neighbors have fewer rights than our parents did. He doesn't care if we're saddled with student debt when we graduate, and he will continue to shell out big tax breaks for big oil executives as they pollute our planet while reaping massive benefits. The good news is that we have the power to choose a different future. We've got a candidate who has a plan to take on student debt, to protect kids from gun violence, and to ensure that everybody has the freedom to make their own healthcare decisions. And you guys all know this, but that candidate is Kamala Harris. And as I'm sure many of you know, early voting is already underway here in Wisconsin. And it's super easy to join your friends and go out and cast a ballot. I have already gone to the Memorial Union and voted early. And along with their Democrats up and down the ballot, because it's just there's too much at stake to just sit this one out this year. And I'm encouraging everyone in this room, take out your phones, head to vote.wisconsin.org, and find an early voting center that is convenient for you. Yep. And guys, really, the only thing easier than making a plan to vote and finding where to vote was choosing which bubble I was going to fill out on that ballot. It's Kamala Harris. So, without further ado, it is my honor to introduce the woman who will stop Donald Trump in his tracks, our next president of the United States, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you. at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And so for a time, my sister Maya and I lived not far from here in a house on Lake Mendota. So it's good to be back, and it is good to be with so many incredible leaders. And I first of all want to thank everybody who is here right now for taking the time you have taken to be here. I also want to thank our governor of Wisconsin, Evers, Governor Evers. Thank you always. Every time I land, he says, welcome home. Senator Baldwin, champion of working families. Representative Pocan.
Against cartels that trafficked in guns
dogs and human beings. And Wisconsin, if you give me the chance to fight on your behalf as president, there is nothing in the world that will stand in my way of fighting for you. You know, he talks about the enemies from within. When I am elected, I will walk in with a to-do list focused on your enemies. And at the top of my list is bringing down your cost of living. That will be my focus every single day as president. I will give a middle-class tax cut to over 100 million Americans. We will enact the first ever federal ban on corporate price gouging on groceries. We will fight to make sure hardworking Americans can actually afford a place to live. And if any of you out there are caring for an elderly parent, well, my plan will cover the cost of home care under Medicare, so that seniors can get the help and care they need to stay in their own homes. It's about dignity. It's about dignity. And my plan will lower the cost of childcare, cut taxes for small businesses. Do we have any small business owners here? I love our small businesses. My plan will lower healthcare costs because, by the way, I believe access to healthcare should be a right and not just a privilege of those who can afford it. It's about values. It's about values. On the other hand, Donald Trump's answer to the financial pressures you face, well, it's the same as it was last time. Another $1 trillion in tax cuts for billionaires and big corporations. And this time, he will pay for it with a 20% national sales tax on everything you buy that is imported. Clothes, food, toys, cell phones. A Trump sales tax would cost the average American family nearly $4,000 more a year. And on top of that, you would pay even more if Donald Trump finally gets his way and gets rid of the Affordable Care Act. Remember how many times he's tried to do that. And you're booing because if he were successful, it would throw millions of Americans off of their health insurance and take us back to when insurance companies could deny people with pre-existing conditions. You remember what that was like? Well, we are not going back. We will move forward! as ours is a fight for the future, and it is a fight for freedom. Freedom. Like the fundamental freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do. And we all remember how we got here. When Donald Trump was president, he hand-selected three members of the United States Supreme Court with the intention that they would undo the protections of Roe v. Wade. They did as he intended, and now in America, one in three women lives in a state with a Trump abortion ban, many with no exceptions even for rape and incest, which is immoral. Immoral. And look, Donald Trump's not done. He would ban abortion nationwide. Yes, even here in Wisconsin. And he would restrict access to birth control, put IVF treatments at risk, and force states, listen to this, force states to monitor women's pregnancies. Just Google Project 2025. Read the plans yourself. And I know we all here know, one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government shouldn't be telling her what to do with her body. Not the government. Not the government. Not the government. And when Congress, together with Tammy's help, when Congress passes a bill to restore reproductive freedom nationwide, as President of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law. So, Wisconsin, I am asking for your vote. And here is my pledge to you. As president, I pledge to seek common ground and common sense solutions to the challenges you face. I am not looking to score political points. I am looking to make progress. And I pledge And I pledge then to listen to experts, to those who will be impacted by the decisions I make, and to people who disagree with me. Because look, unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at my table. Country above party and self, and to be a president for all Americans. So it all comes down to this. We are here together for many reasons, but one of the most important, we are here together because we love our country. We love our country. We love our country. And when you love something, you fight for it. For the love of our country is to fight for the ideals of our country and to fight to realize the promise of America. I have always believed in our nation's promise because I have lived it. I grew up as a child of the civil rights movement. My parents would take me to the marches when I was in a stroller, where people from every walk of life came together to fight for freedom and for opportunity. Growing up, I saw how hard my mother worked to give her daughters the same chances our country gave her. And I was blessed. And I was blessed to have family by blood and family by love who instilled in me the values of community and compassion and faith. I've spent my life fighting for people who have been hurt or who have been counted out, but who never stop believing that in our country, anything is possible. I have lived the promise of America. And today, I see the promise of America in all of you, in all of you, in everyone here. I see it in the women who refuse to accept a future without reproductive freedom. And the men who support them. I see it in the fathers and mothers who work hard every day for their children's future. I see it in Republicans who never voted for a Democrat before, but put the Constitution of the United States over party. And every day I see the promise of America in all the young leaders who are voting for the first time. You grew up with active shooter drills, are fighting to keep our schools safe. You who now know fewer rights than your mothers and grandmothers are standing up for freedom. And what I know about you is these issues are not theoretical. This is not political for you. This is your lived experience. And I see you, and I see your power. I see your power, and I am so proud of you. Let's approach with the spirit of in the face of a stranger seeing a neighbor. Let's do it that way, okay? Let's do it that way. And let us remember that your vote is your voice and your voice is your power. So, Madison, today I ask you, are you ready to make your voices heard?